Jamie is a fellow ag director over in Waseca, Illinois, from WGFA Radio, and also a seed salesman and everything else. John Gooden, good morning.
Hi, Chuck. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. We're getting a little rain today, but we've had temperatures that finally got them into the 60s. Hopefully, maybe by this weekend, we might be able to get a 70, but boy, it's been slow. How has it been out there?
It's been pretty bad. We've had a lot of 40s and even into the 30s overnight still. Today it's not too bad, but it's overcast, and we had a shower come through here yesterday, and especially downstate, so there hasn't been much field work done. There's been a little corn planted here and there by guys that are really anxious and maybe a few acres of beets, but very, very little field work done, and we need it to warm up.
Your frost has got to be out of the ground, though, right?
Yes, we're out of that, those conditions and all that, but things are finally greening up. But it is definitely not. We're on one of the coldest Aprils on record, you know.
Yeah, I think with whole Midwest has been the whole Corn Belt. Are you guys sitting really good in moisture?
Yeah. In fact, the crop progress thing came out yesterday, and I think Illinois had 86% adequate, and Indiana about the same, Iowa about 76, so they must be a little bit drier. That's kind of what I keep track of. But, no, we're in good shape here, and hopefully we won't have any great big 4 or 5 inch rains like we've gotten sometimes the last few years. To get our corn planted once would be nice, just to plant it once.
Now, when do you guys usually start? How far behind are you? Are you behind?
Probably a couple weeks. We'll start here under the right conditions around April 10th, and just not stop, and then go right on into beans. And I would say, just a 1-2%. It's all that's really in the ground, and so people are getting a little bit anxious. They like to get going, so we miss the heat of the summer for our pollination.
Well, we talk about it being later, but with the equipment we got now, we can go a lot quicker than we used to be able to.
Well, we can plant. Illinois can plant about the whole state in about a week if you have perfect conditions, but the way it's acting, we're not going to get perfect conditions. It just about gets fit, and then a shower comes through, and if it's cloudy and stays 45 degrees, it doesn't dry out very fast. So it just is acting like this is going to drag on. I don't know. I suppose next week it could change it. And the weekend is, for us anyways, projected to be pretty good in the 60s and sunny, and so we'll probably get to here pretty quick.
Now, how late do you guys go into planting corn before you start moving into some beans?
Well, May 20th or so, and I suppose we've replanted beans June 1st before. We don't like to do that, but once we get after May 20th, then it becomes kind of a problem. Although last year was remarkable. We had some late planted corn and some other corn that got kind of beat up and had a thin stand because we had all that rain early, and then it ended up making great because we had a great August through here, nice and mellow, and I think that's what kind of saved it. But some of the flex ears and that filled clear out to the end, and we had a great crop through here. It was really shocking. I wouldn't give you 2 cents for it on the 1st of July.
Well, I think that was last year kind of brought us all to disbelief when we found out what they harvested then, not only up here but way down there. So you don't think, are you seeing more bean acres going in this year with this tariff? They kind of wondering what's going to happen. Undecided or pretty much figured out?
Well, it makes me nervous. The University of Illinois just did a report. You and your listeners could probably find it somewhere. If we had a 25% tariff on our soybeans, what would what would be the impact to our region through here and the soybean farmers, and it took it from they think it would take it from 970 down to about 880 and about a dime off the corn, because we don't export that much corn. But just take a dollar off the bean price right now, that would be pretty dramatic, because everybody's kind of struggling to get to break even anyway. So I hope they can get this worked out and not have some type of trade dispute.
Yeah, we keep talking about it. It's proposed, but some of these traders are getting a little antsy, I think, out there. Don't want to be held with a long out there that's a little bit high on that in case it did come down.
I know. And we've got an administration that, you know, while I like a lot of the things they do, they're not, sometimes they'll come out with announcements and stuff while the Board of Trade is operating, and that they usually don't do things like that. And so you can be sitting there in the middle of the day and see a dramatic move up or down one way or the other, and you wonder what's going on. Well, it turns out somebody made an announcement, and that makes the traders awfully nervous.
Another question, we're going to have to go here, John. Alfalfa, is that started? Is it sprouting? Are you seeing it greening up?
Yeah, just like I said, the last 2 weeks here or something, everything's greened up. People have maybe mowed their yards once. I have not, but probably need to get on the ball. So the hay's coming on and all that. So it's changing. And I understand you guys are still pretty cold up there, too.